Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 5th of Shawwal, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 15th of April, 2024. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, before we get into Saturday night's attack, today I believe there's a court case. Mufti Saab can give us more details on this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, I was gone Monday, and then I came back Thursday for Eid and so forth. We'll speak about that, inshallah, today between 2 and 2.30. It was Thursday night that Hafiz Firoz Boda, Advocate Senior Counsel, my good friend, he sent me some documents and he told me read it, so I read it. And then I asked him, but Firoz, this is very, very important. I think I should send it out. What do you say? Yes. He gave me permission and said it should become public knowledge, you know. So then we sent it out to thousands of people, and he wrote there also that Monday morning, that's today, 15th April, there will be a hearing, and Yusha Tayyab will be representing us, and he, Firoz, will be also assisting and helping and so forth. So basically, just for the layman, for people like me and you, sometimes all these technical jargons, we don't understand too much. So you see, the whole thing boils down to South African constitution and human rights. They will tell you, if you want to be gay, you want to be lesbian, you want to go for abortion, you want to become a prostitute, whatever, all these kind of things, for them, they will say is human rights issue. So we say, as Muslims, human rights got no place in Islam when it is in conflict with the divine books and scriptures and so forth. Every religion, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all say that a homosexuality, gay business is not permissible. So basically, the Muslims are on one side, and the other side, you must remember, are the gay brigade, basically. That to just summarize it. But what is shocking in all this, if you read it properly and thoroughly, you will find they mention some individuals or some organization with Muslim names, and they are like pro this year. They'll say, no, for non-Muslims to do this or whatever is fine. So we say that for a Muslim to say that for them to do it is also kufr and takes you out of the fold of Islam. So what are you saying? You are saying that you must remember people can do as they want to. So Quran is very clear on this issue. Surah 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate with piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate in sin and transgression and vices. Why? Just to placate people and to bootlick people and so forth. We know they want Mufatiya Mufti. So they interviewed him. I say, the Murtad, what Mufti? So you must remember openly, he knows himself, I call him Murtad. So you must remember that he said, yeah, I got gay friends and all that, you understand? Justifying it, in fact, and so forth. So remember, in Islam, there's no place for that. We need to be very clear on all these issues.
Is that moving to...
So, maaf for that, what we suggested to the people in the morning program, we said that when you're reading your Ishraq Salat or so forth, or even now, Salat to Duha, Chash Namaz, read 2 rakat extra, read 1 Surah Yasin, make dua, Allah Jalla Allah, give victory to us, the Muslims, our lawyers, and so forth and so on. Because these are big, big court cases, you know. and it sets a precedent for the future as well. So inshallah, and let's say worst case scenario, we lose, you understand? So remember what the Quran teaches us. That is the same argument people had when we, our lawyers went, you must remember, and Mona Ayaz, they say, our Ustad, myself, all of us, we gave fatawa and so forth and verdict that in favor of it, it must be open. So some you get detractors and people who don't understand Sharia, you know. They say, but you know you're going to lose. So I say, even if you lose, we're still a winner. Why? Ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. We can say, Ya Allah, what was within our power, we tried our level best to do so. You see? So in Islam, we can't be sakitin and just remain silent and say, no, Islam don't allow that. When you are silent on these type of issues, it means directly or indirectly you become implicated. You must remember these things there. So therefore, we say on these type of issues, Quran teaches us, ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. You will see a person gave his life in the battlefield, and then still is victory for us. How? Ihdal husnayin. Either he gets the booty, the spoils of war, or either he obtains and attains shahadat and martyrdom. So that also is a victory for us, remember.
Moving to the Iran-Israel issue. Mufti Sahib, Iran launched an unprecedented large-scale drone and missile attacks, over 300 according to reports, at Israel on Saturday night. What are Mufti Sahib's views on this?
Remember that you can't just go to that. All this year you have to go to the history. Go to Iran's history. It's very sad that never mind the public, majority of the ulama and darlums also don't teach these type of things. Therefore, when they come out in the outside world, they don't want to discuss these issues, or they're totally ignorant and unaware of it. You must remember. I'll use the Gregorian calendar so that will resonate and will make it easier for people to understand. In the year 640, the same Gregorian calendar, is time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and all these areas were conquered, then Iran, Iraq, all that, plus minus, give 1 year that way, 2 years that way, whatever. But around 640, remember Gregorian calendar. So you, the Iranians, Iraqis, you're supposed to be indebted to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen. He took you away from kufr and shirk and all these things and brought you into the fold of Islam. So you must remember that. And then it carried on till when? Till 1500. So you work it out, 700 to 1500 is 8 centuries. So 850 years, 860 years, Iran was a Sunni country. Imam Ibn Majah from Qazwin. Where's Qazwin? So you must remember, it's there. You must remember that. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school, the student of Imam Malik, the student of Imam Hanifa, is buried in Ray. So remember, next to Tehran, you have Ray, a twin cities. I visited all this. So there's Nam Nishan, you will never find where Imam Muhammad is buried. Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, the Muhaddis, and Nisapuri. Where's Nisapuri? In Iran. So if you go and see Salman Farsi radiallahu and Persian, so Iranian if you want to call, Persian is the old name Iran. So Faris, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said regarding the verse in Surah Jumu'ah in the beginning, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. The Master alayhi salatu salam said regarding the Persians and said, لَوْ كَانَ الْإِيمَانُ إِنْدَ ثُرَيَّةَ. That if this Iman, Islam was right there by the high star, Thuriyya, so that our daughter's name, Thuriyya, like that. So remember, Lana lahu rijalum min haula. Then these people should reach there. So this is great, great virtue for Ahl-e Faris, for the people of Persia and Iran and so forth. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, if you go to his forefathers, they were Persians. So you remember that. So many examples one can give like that and so forth and so on. Great, great Mufassirin, great, great Muhaddisin, great, great Mufassirin, people who comment on the Quran, commentators. Great, great Muhaddisin. I just gave you Imam Muslim, Imam Ibn Majah's name. So all this happened, so you must remember, fuqaha and jurists and so forth. So then what had happened, you must remember that these people will always stab us in the back, the Shias, and go see Ibn Taymiyyah's works, his fatawa and other works. In those days, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, wrote that, hum ashaddu ala al-muslimin min al-yahud wa al-nasara. they are worse for us compared to the Jews and Christians. Yeto ghar ke chor. They are the crooks inside the house. You must remember these type of things. So when the 1500 came, then there was a person. You see today also in the name of Tasawwuf and Sufism and Tazkiyah, a lot of funny things happen, a lot of good things happen. So he came as a Sufi, Ismail Safavi. And people were very impressed with him, so pious and thus and thus. When he built up a force to be reckoned with, the first thing they did, they killed the Sunni ulama. From 1501 till now, so you work it out, the maths is not so difficult. So 1500, you just take round figures, to 2000 is 500 years, and then 524 years plus minus. So it's a Shia country. So our people think that forever it was Shias. No, it was a Sunni country. But because we also half asleep and so forth, therefore in Islam you must have your intelligence also, and you must be aware of what is happening and so forth. But people get used to luxury and so forth. Last week Friday khutbah, Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani, he made a nice dua against the Jutlas and all that. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin, Allahumma ajdud wat ataka alayhim, what's like that he read. So, and there's good dua. But then he said that Ya Allah, protect our Biladul Islamiyah and Biladul Muslimin min al-thawrat. So what is thawrat? From revolutions. There must be no uprising here and so forth. So you can see the undercurrent they all worried about. You must remember that. Because everybody loves their throne and their kingdom and to remain king and crown prince and what have you, more than Islam and Iman. I mean, that is the truth. Nobody can deny that in this day and day. Therefore, they become murtad and ghaddar and so forth. So that is briefly your history. And then 79 came, and then it changed. You must remember after the Shah and all that, you must remember. Then Khomeini came. When we take Khomeini's name, we must say La'anahullah. That's what the hadith teaches us. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people who swear and curse and castigate my sahaba, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ لَا شَرِّكُمْ. So go and curse them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we must curse them. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Allah curses them. Surah 9 verse 79. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mock the Sahaba. They make a joke of them and they belittle them. Allah says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah defends the honor of Sahaba and say, you who are mocking Sahaba, Allah will mock you. And وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For you is a terrible, painful, horrible punishment. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. So these are clear-cut verses and so forth. So we should know they can never be our friends. And people who say Shias are Muslim, this, that. One incident I give you, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi passed away at the ripe old age of 95, 96. When he realized their true agenda, he said, I wasted my life and hours and days and months in this. I always thought al-ittihad bayna ahlu Shia and bayna ahlu Sunnah is possible. When he went to Iran and he went to Kashan and he saw the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, he's not buried there. He died there in Medina, dispatched to hell. But just to honor him, they built this big mazar and shrine and so forth. I went. I didn't go inside from outside. So you must remember these things here. Yeah? It was a Friday, the 5th of Rabiul Awal, and it was the year 2013. So like that. So if you got so much hatred for Sayyidina Umar, who liberated you, and you go and build a mazar, a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, so that speaks volumes. So when he came back, he said that these people are shaitan, and Hizbu shaitan, and so forth and so on. So therefore, these people today who speak about, you know, unity with the Shia, you're just in dreamland. You don't understand anything. Who was the cause for the Abbasite Khilafat to fall? The same Shias. You must remember that Al-Qami, and you must remember all these people here. So what they did, so they were the ones, you must remember, who brought down the whole Abbasid Khilafat. They gave the opposition, the enemies, all the inside information and so forth. So Tusi, you understood? Remember these two names, Al-Qami and Tusi and all of them. So remember. So once you understood that, and as far as the jutlas go, from the day time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, already they were cursed, and today also they are cursed, and they will be punished right till the day of Qiyamah. I just give you two references. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find your worst enemies. Remember who? The more arch enemies for you believers, al-Yahud wal-Ladin Ashraku, the Jews and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers. Just see Israel in India today and see how they treat the Muslims. Second, third, fourth class citizens, you must remember that. So therefore, we don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, but without a shadow of doubt, we will say that majority of them. And go read chapter 7, verse 167, what Allah Ta'ala says. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْحَذَابِ. So Allah will punish them with the worst punishment. Allah didn't say who the people will be to punish them. Hitler, Hamas, whoever. So Muslim, non-Muslim. Now at this juncture, we have to clarify one issue. Hezbollah there in Lebanon, Ansarullah yeah, in Yemen and so forth. So they're helping Palestinians. They're helping? Yes, 100%. Is it right for them to have 100%? Because your Saudis and Emiratis and the Jordanian and Egypt and the Bahrain, Morocco, all supposed to be Muslims and Sunnis, all pakka, murtad, traitors, haramis. You must remember that. So when you are drowning and somebody comes to help you, you're not going to ask who are you and all that. So remember, and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that Allah will assist this deen of Islam even through non-Muslims sometimes and so forth. So that is what's happening there. But they also got a hidden agenda. It's not for the sake of Allah or whatever. Their hidden agenda is they want control over Aqsa al-Mubarak, and thereafter the target is Haramain Sharifin now. I sent out a clip about all this here. So to thousands of people, then you must read it. So go see what Khomeini writes in his book, Al-Hukumatul Islamiyya, and so forth and so on. So what we need to do is that we can have unity with the Shias when we are fighting Israel and so forth. But that will be a temporary situation, not a permanent situation. And thereafter, we have to make it clear that the Shias, lakum dinukum waliyadin, you go your way, I go my way. So that is what needs to be done. But how many leaders will speak about it? So I remember, very few. So this, you see, I set out now. In Australia, in Sydney, I went there also, Sydney, with Allah's help. So remember that what happened is that one white guy, the Kachi, 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 whatever his name, so he stabbed 7 women, 6 women, 5 women, whatever the case is. So that now the Sky News and this news already saying Muslim terrorists, Islamic terrorism, all that. So you see, that is what happens in today's world. They lie, they make propaganda, and then when they are caught out, they say, oh, we're sorry about that, finish, you understand? So these are the people, we have to name them, shame them, nail them, remember this type of thing. Same thing with the Israelis, Haramis. This was now a masterstroke, if you look at it, on behalf of Netanyahu. He told his army, you attack Iran, they in Syria. So obviously they will respond, but the response took 13 days. If the Shias have to kill Sunnis, it won't even take 13 hours. So you must remember that. They will wipe you out and all this kind of thing. It took 13 days. They were coordinating with everybody. They wanted their support, so Yemen gave them. They wanted support, they got Iraq, gave them. And they wanted this one, that one, so this. So various countries were helping them as well. But greater countries and more countries were helping Israel. So whether it is, you must remember that, you know, that minister, or what you call him, that secretary they call, of defense and that. So all these characters, they say, no, that our ties with Iran is ironclad, meaning that is unbreakable and all that. So they all supporting Israel, not Iran, they supporting Israel and so forth and so on. So you take America, you take Britain, you take France, Germany and the Western world, they all say that. that for us, we will give unconditional support to Israel and their security and so forth. So what do you expect us to do? You must remember. So the only way will be one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. If Iran wants to really attack Israel, we'll support them. You must remember that. Any country who harms the interest, remember, of America, who harms the interest of Israel, or what we call occupied Palestine, we will support you. So why we will support you? Because of the hadith mentioned, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir. So Allah accepts, you must remember, sometime the help Allah will give to those people who are non-Muslim also. So the point is here, that all this is one big game, because now they know the Arabs are a bunch of idiots. I found yesterday two ahadiths. One is in Muslim Sharif and Ibn Majah. Waylul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. Min sharrin qad iqtarab. Because of the evil that's coming nearer and nearer. And go to Ibn Majah, you find another hadith. Tastanziful Arab. When the fitnas come, then it will be curtains for the Arabs. 80-90% will be gone, finished. So you must remember this. This is a proper word, correct words mentioned in Ibn Majah. So go open Kitab al-Fitan and that you will find it there and so forth. So the point I want to make is this, that yeah, it's one fight against another fight, but remember both of them are haramis and both of them are terrorists. So that is Israel and America and all of them. But because they know how to product, to market themselves, to market their products, so therefore the Muslims, they fall for all these things here. So that is how we must be very, very clear that Almighty Allah gave us a deen that is for all times, all places, and use the deen, and inshallah, in that way we'll come to know Liyamiz Allah al-Khabitha min al-Tayyib. Who is Khabith, impure, and who is pure, and who is Tayyib, and so forth. So in the male and female, we must try and learn about these issues properly, and thereafter you make dua, and thereafter Allah give tawfiq, then we come here again. And you must remember to wear all these places where jihad takes place, then we must support the mujahideen. That is our stance on that, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, Iran's Foreign Minister Hussein said Iran informed the US that its attacks against Israel will be limited and for self-defense. Will the US intervene and attack Iran directly?
No, they will never do that. Because Iran, whether they like them or not, you must remember, got the best army there in the whole Middle East after Israel. All these bases America got in Emirates and Saudi and Bahrain and here and there. They'll put everything on fire. The whole Middle East will be on fire. The oil prices will shoot out of the roof. And you must remember, everything will become so expensive. All the European countries, or majority, they will become bankrupt. King Faisal's time, 50 years ago. So when Egypt attacked, you must remember, Jutla 73, October war, they were beating them. And then they made nonsense. You must remember, there's Americans and so forth. So King Faisal, we call him a Shaheed, Rahimul, I saw him. 74, you must remember, I went first time, my parents came from here. He came to perform Tawaf in Ramadan, you understood? So he didn't have all this, you must stop, close the Haram and have 100 cars and that. He used to have one car, they say, you must have white one. So anyway, he was a person who was a true believer. And when he heard what America did and the Western world did, so he said, no more oil for you. It made the whole world go dizzy, you must remember. So that, yeah, in South Africa, we couldn't get petrol anywhere during weekends. So you must remember that. So difficult time, you must remember. Then we had to go Durban. I remember very well in 72, 73 and around those time, and then 74 beginning, because March I left. So we should tell our one cousin, keep petrol here, keep petrol there, keep petrol like that. You know, 20 gallons, whatever that time they used to call. So like that, so it is to all have people to keep for us petrol and so forth. So that is what will happen. So that, but it won't go to that, because the Western are not got nothing to do with Iran and this and all. They only worried about they must have a steady income and the oil price mustn't shoot over the roof and so forth. That's the only concern, you must remember. All those human rights and what they worry about. Murdering every day in Gaza and babies and children and so forth. So that is the main issue.
Last question, Muftisab. Israelis claim that they are protecting the holy sites, but Iran has sent missiles flying directly over the holy sites this weekend. So they make the statement with a slanted view to stain us Muslims.
Remember that is their nature when they say Quran says Layyam bi al sinatihim. What it means Layyam bi al sinatihim? Quran says they speak with a forked tongue. They will say we want peace, P-E-A-C-E. But every day, every week, every month, they'll steal more pieces of land. Now they're busy stealing in the West Bank, so you must remember that. So that is their nature, this type of thing. So they will say, we are guarding, you must remember, the holy sites. I asked them two questions. Which holy sites you are guarding? In 89, I went to Hebron. It was a thriving city, everything. And we read Salat there, our masjid. 92, I went again, same thing. 94, so remember, the Baruch Goldstein, the super terrorist, super Zionist, whatever harami he was, and is, and dispatched to Jahannam. So he caused so many problems for him, that, you know, for King Faisal, and he became Shaheed and martyred and so forth. So all these things happened. So what the Jutlas did, guarding religious sites, they stole 60-70% of the land. You must remember that. Because the Muslims, they say, you're not reading Salat so much. So now this place is empty. So now you can read there and we will read there. So in one place you see that how they did it, that they already changed the demographics and everything of Jerusalem, of Hebron and all this. So therefore, there's no solution. And chapter 77, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That these are the people, we must remember, that what will happen, Allah will keep on punishing them. Allah did not name the people or the organization of people who will remember, punish them and so forth. But we should know these things here. So Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain and protect, remember, that Makkah Aqsa and all our masajid and the Haram Sharif and all that. So Allah Ta'ala protect it from min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of people, whether they are, you understand, Hanafi, Shafi, what the Maliki. So Allah protect all the Muslims throughout the world. So that is our message to the world. You want justice, you want peace, there must be justice. No justice, no peace. Simple. So Allah Ta'ala destroy the settlers and their dwellings and everything. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Muftisab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.